بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن أهل الجنة ليتراءون أهل الغرف من فوقهم كما تراءون الكوكب الدري الغابر في الأفق من المشرق والمغرب لتفاضل ما بينهم. Of the great virtue, of the great beauty of Jannat and the description of Jannat. And in the previous ayats we read that how big the trees of Jannat will be, that a person going on a fast horse will not cover the distance of the shade of the tree even in 100 years. So this is well beyond our imagination how great Jannat will be, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person can never, ma khatra ala qalbi bashar, that nobody can even ever imagine what the ni'mat of Jannat are. But it is our full yaqeen and full iman that Jannat is in existence, and as beautiful as it is there. Further in this hadith, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says, "Inna ahlal jannati," the people of Jannat will be in Jannat. And of course, as we know and we have heard many times, there have been very many stages of Jannat. According to one riwayat, 100 stages of Jannat. لَيَتْرَاءُونَ أَهْلَ الْغُرَفِ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. And the people who will be in Jannat will see people in apartments above them. And of course, there is no question of even ever thinking of what we think as an apartment. A small little place a person has, a house is a big place, apartment is a small little place. No, it will be not only the palaces of that Jannat, but it will be the world of that Jannat. Like the person who will be the last to enter Jannat. In fact, in the one riwayat, the person who will come out of Jahannam the very last, and will enter Jannat the very last, his Jannat will be 10 times the size of this world. So how great will one the other stages of Jannat will be. Anyway, these people will see those people who are above them, with higher stages. From there, we also understand that there will be various stages, and here is the time now to try and make our place for the higher stages of Jannat. Not just that we are content and satisfied that we will get Jannat there also. Just like in this dunya, if for example a person from a foreign country comes into this country, the first thing that normally he wants to settle here, he wants to get his papers right. He can be living in some squatters or whatever, but he's worried of his papers. After that, he's not prepared to stay in the squatters. He wants to work himself up. And if a person can help him, he will want to be right in the very elite suburbs, in the very top places. Like that, a person for Jannat also will want the highest stages of Jannat. And it is not there that we can go and work for it. It is now that we strive more and more harder in different ways. In for main one thing, to stay abstain from all types of sin, to make our own ibadat. And then for this ummah, Allah has opened a great door that we make effort on the rest of the ummah also, and we make effort in fact on the rest of mankind also. And we thereby gain the highest and highest stages of Jannat. And worrying about ourselves, what is called suluk, there also it is not just our self-reformation, but from there to go higher, the more we gain the ma'rifat, the love of Allah, the closeness and proximity of Allah. In fact, so much that a person is always, so to say, in touch, in contact with Allah Ta'ala. All that, there are various avenues to be explored while we are here to get those higher places. Anyway, those who will be in the higher stages of Jannat, the people of the lower stages will see them. كَمَا تَرَعَوْنَ الْكَوْكَبَ الدُّرِّ. As you see a shining star in the sky. What is the distance from us to the sky? To the star, we cannot even imagine of reaching there. So great the people who will be of the higher stages. And it is natural that a thought will come to a person that that highest stage will be extreme for the very, very pious people, will be for the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, and we cannot reach there. And further with regard to that star, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Ghabir fil ufuq. It will be a shining, glittering star, and that will be moving on the horizon. Just as the stars are moving, the star will, that palace, that jannat of that person will also be moving like that. Fil ufuq min al-mashriqi aw al-maghrib, from the east to the west. That is, it will be all the time from the moving from the east to the west. And why will this be? That it will seem as that very star, bright star, shining star. And it is so far away that a person cannot even imagine of reaching there. لَتَفَاضُرِ بَيْنَهُمْ, because of the superiority of those people who will be higher to those that will be lower. And these who are lower, they will be superior to the ones who will be lower than them. And we cannot imagine how high it will be. There are various reports that are coming out that these people who are studying, the astronomers who are studying the skies and the galaxies, they are now only finding out that there are so many other galaxies which they knew nothing about. And they admit that still what they know is only the tip of the iceberg. And Jannat is far, far ahead and higher than that. The vastness of Jannat and how beautiful it is in this world, a person cannot imagine. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that. Qalu ya Rasulullah. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum astonished at this, that how great and how vast the Jannat will be. They said, Tilka manazilul anbiya la yablugha ghayruhum. That those will be the position of the Anbiya, those stars, that high Jannat will be the Anbiya, and other people will not be able to reach there. We are just ordinary, simple people, where will we ever reach there? Qal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bala, walladhi nafsi biyadi. No, not at all like that. This won't be the position of that great, great Anbiya, but by whom, in whose hands lies my life? That is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to qasam of Jannat and said, Rijalun aamanu billah wa saddaqul mursaleen. These will be people who believed in Allah and they testified to the truthfulness of the mursaleen, the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, the rusul. They were the ones who had testified to their truth. In other words, where the position of the Anbiya is, we cannot imagine. Where, how high? As we have read a previous hadith, that Allah had put a seal to that and nobody could enter there, not even the malaika. When what Allah had prepared for the Anbiya, these will be people who we will see, will say ordinary Muslims. But when they had the opportunity in this world, they worked for that Jannat. They worked and they got those higher and higher places. We also, at this while we are in this world, we should also work for that higher, higher places. And we should take a great lesson also. This is the holiday period. And how many people have gone on holidays and huge, huge amounts of money has been squandered there. On the other hand, like right now, we have a Jamaat in our masjid. And these people are making those higher stages of Jannat. And usually when we go to these holiday places, we know that what terrible scenes we have to see there. What fitna there is all the time. A person himself becomes lax. Firstly, with his dressing he becomes lax. And then with his namaz times, what normal ibadat he used to do at home, that is also almost thrown overboard. We are on holiday now. This is not the time for kitab reading, not the time to read Yasin, etc. We are on holiday. So how much is wasted there? And fortunate are those people who are spending their time. This was these times, yeah. For times of fitna, a person spends in the path of Allah, even how much more superior it is. So may Allah let us also strive for that highest stages. It won't be even a person who will be in Jannat. He will also have sorrow at times. And that is the time that he did not make the zikr of Allah. When you will realize, I had money, I had time, I had health, and I could acquire those higher stages, and forever and ever, and I was neglectful. And he will feel sorry for himself. So let us make the best of these times, and not waste what Allah has given us, and squander it on useless and futile activities.